There's no question of heroic virtue in this formula. On the other hand, sanctity does not necessarily imply the exercise of heroic virtue, since one who had not hitherto practiced heroic virtue would, by the one transient heroic act in which he yielded up his life for Christ, have justly deserved to be considered a saint. The view seems all the more certain if we reflect on that all the arguments of theologians for papal infallibility and the canonization of saints are based on the fact that on such occasions the popes believe and assert that the decision which they publish is infallible. And that's following, and he's citing their Pesch in Praelectionis Dogmatica, Dogmatice. And so there, and of course, and it sounds more like in that particular section they're talking about a martyr, but there is a sense in which when you talk about spiritual writers, talk about white martyrdom, people who suffer a great deal. So it is possible for someone to die heroically suffering. Now, did Pope Paul VI do this? And this is, of course, where even I have a lot of stumblings, like, you know, from the outside where I sit, it doesn't seem like he had a life of heroic virtue. But on the other hand, I can't say that definitively.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is I'd like to read you a quote and then ask you a question, okay? So it's going to take me maybe, I don't know how long it's going to take me, but it won't be too long, okay? Brian, are we there? Are we, okay. So so here's the quote. I'll tell you who it's from, but it's not like I'm attacking him. It's not, because we both respect him. Professor Roberto De Mattei, he says this: the exercise of reason, supported by a careful examination of the facts, shows quite clearly that the pontificate of John the 23rd was not to the benefit of the Church. If I had to admit that Pope Roncalli exercised virtue in a heroic way while carrying out his role of pontiff, I would undermine at the core the rational presuppositions of my faith. Okay, end quote from Dr. Professor De Mattei. Now, personally, I, Brother Andre, agree with that. And I could say the same of Paul VI, especially. I could say the same of John Paul II and mutatis mutandis of the Marxist Bishop Oscar Romero, who was a Marxist. I mean, he defended Marxism. Now, noting that the good professor is speaking as if the definition means John the 23rd were a really good pope, here's the question. Is it possible to have a certain, and I'll use the word minimalist, position on the infallibility of canonization, by which I mean one that holds that the infallible part of the canonization is that the person is in heaven, but allows the adherent of the position to reject the prudence of a particular canonization based upon the canonized individual's evident lack of heroic virtue during much of his public life, his obvious vices, his well-known immorality, and I'm not assigning immorality to any of these popes necessarily, I'm just saying it's possible. In other words, we know that by the mercy of God, even great scoundrels can get into heaven at the last minute. And while it's not prudent to canonize, you know, routinely to canonize scoundrels, because they're hardly worthy of imitation or emulation, we must accept that such a person, if he were canonized, is in fact in heaven. Is that a tenable position?